standing for our first warm-up exercise, we'll begin by shaking off our day. So I simply invite you to start shaking out your hands. Give them a really good shake, releasing anything you're holding onto, shaking it all off. Allow that shaking movement to slowly shake up your arms into your elbows, your armpits, up into your shoulders. Anything you're carrying on your shoulders, simply let it all go. Breathing and shaking. Let the shaking spread now to your legs. Picking up one foot, shake off anything you've stepped in that you no longer want. Get rid of it. Let it go. And allow that movement to shake up your calf. Let your knee loosen so the shaking can get right into your thigh, all the way up to your hip. Give it a really good shake. Then switch legs, picking up your other foot, shaking out anything that's no longer serving you, and letting that shake carry up your calf, your knee letting go, so the shaking can travel up your thigh and right into your pelvis, your sacrum. Shake, shake, shake. Placing your foot back on the floor, give your booty a nice big shake. That's it, shake your booty. Shake your booty until your butt cheeks clap. Simply letting go of anything you were sitting on or collecting in your lower back. And then let that shaking spread to your whole body for a full body shake. See how big, how gigantic you can make your shaking. Shake your arms above your head. Shake so much that your ears wobble. Feel your breasts bounce, your buttocks dance, and experience the freedom of letting go. You might like to bounce on the spot as you're shaking, like you're bouncing on a trampoline. And with each exhalation, make sound. Ah. Imagine all the emotional tension in your body releasing out of your body and dissolving into love. Gently pause, come into stillness. Feel the energy moving in your body. Feel your subtle vibration. Take a moment to be with this sensation. And when you're ready, come down onto the mat into base position, knees pointing to the sky, feet flat on the floor, hip width apart. Give your neck permission to soften and relax. Give the rest of your back permission to soften and let go. If you notice any discomfort, simply be with those feelings, resisting any need to move or wiggle. Let the pose take care of it for you. And connecting in with the vibration of the earth, feel the earth come up to support you as you feel your neck long, your back expanding, widening. On your next inhalation, feel the love from the core of the earth come up through your feet into your body, filling your whole being with love. Each breath in, drawing the energy further into your being. Each breath out, releasing any stagnant, toxic energy back down into the earth to be neutralized. And when you feel full of love, allow your focus to settle on your heart. Feel your heart's presence. Notice how your heart sits within this beautiful body of yours. Is it light? Is it heavy? simply notice where your heart's at today. Drawing your awareness to your shoulders now, imagine there are strings on either side, gently pulling your shoulders away from each other. The width between your shoulder blades, feel it expanding across your back body, while at the same time creating space across your front body, your rib cage and sternum widening. Each exhalation creating more space between your shoulders. Taking your awareness down to your hips now, imagine those strings again, softly pulling your hips away from each other, creating space. Feel how with each exhalation, your pelvis softens and releases. Any old body patterns undoing, so you can really feel that expansion through your entire pelvic girdle. Now draw your attention to your right shoulder and left hip and feel those strings lengthening the diagonal area between your right shoulder and your left hip. Notice the expansion you feel across your torso as they softly draw away from each other. Moving your awareness to your left shoulder and your right hip now, let the strings create space across this diagonal. Your left shoulder and your right hip letting go to create space. Feel the freedom in this expanded state. Let go of any specific points now. And simply breathe space into your entire body. Feel it expand and release, soften and let go. Relish in the space you now feel, no matter how subtle it may appear in this moment, simply acknowledge it. And feeling space through your spine and neck, gracefully bring your fingers to the hinge of your jaw and gently massage small circles there. As you start to iron out the tension in your jaw, as you release your throat, you might also get a sense that your lowest abdominal muscles, from your pubic bone up to your belly button, also relax. The muscles in our pelvic bowl have an intimate synchronistic relationship with the muscles through our jaw. If there's tension in one, there'll be tension in the other. It really is a two-way conversation. Let your fingers journey down to your breasts now, resting there, feeling your breasts in your hands. Now shift your awareness and feel the energy of your hands from inside of your breasts. As you inhale and smile a big crescent from one nipple to the other, connect in with the smiling energy of your breasts and softly begin to massage your breasts however you feel drawn in this moment. Feel the stress, the old stuff dissolving under your healing touch. If you feel drawn to give your breasts a nice shake, this is a really great immune booster. Or perhaps you may like to cradle your breasts, rocking side to side like you're cradling your inner child. Sliding your hands down your body now, let your fingertips arrive at your ovaries and massage your ovaries with small circles, smiling love down into your ovaries as you give them the loving touch they need today. Feel your love filling them as you massage in one direction before massaging circles in the opposite direction. Moving with ease, bring your feet together and send your knees out wide for goddess pose. Let gravity do its thing here, creating a gentle stretch through your groin as you invite your fingers down a little further to your inner thighs. As you massage love into your thighs, thank your thighs for being so delicious and supporting you through life. Whenever you feel drawn, edge your way to your groin and use your thumbs to massage out any congestion, any tightness being stored there. Inhale love into your groin, exhale tension out of your groin. When you feel ready, move your hands to your vulva region and allow your heart to guide you on which areas need your attention most right now, and give yourself the quality of touch you miss most in your life. Do gentle strokes, firm strokes, whatever this part of your body needs to soften and open. If you find an area that is tight or hurts, spend extra time breathing life into that part, allowing the tension to dissolve. Take your palms to your outer thighs now and close your legs back together, allowing your feet to come back to hip width apart, soles reaching down into the earth. Let your jade egg take its place in your practice now and simply use the egg to massage circles around your vaginal opening, feeling the energy of the crystal melting away any tension held in the places it touches. And as the egg discovers the right angle, let it come into stillness and simply take a few breaths here, letting any tightness, anything your vagina is holding onto, simply leave your body with each breath out. finding your own rhythm, start to rock slightly if you feel drawn, and allow your vagina to easily sip your egg inside. Cupping your hands over your vagina now. Be still. This area of your body needs quietness, gentleness, and softness to fully open to you. Feel your vagina. Feel her pulse. You're literally awakening and repatterning the cellular memory of your vagina through this stillness. And it's in this stillness that you'll set a clear intention for today's practice. Why did you start today's practice? What are you here for? What do you wish to receive now in this moment? Say this intention out loud so you can feel the vibration of your intention. And carry this intention with you as you move now into rock around the pelvic clock. Hands resting on your ovaries, bring your awareness to the place between your pubic bones and your belly button. And simply imagine that a concentric circle is being drawn in a clockwise direction. Noticing this very subtle sensation, honoring the notion. Allow this idea to express itself physically so that you're slowly and gently moving your pelvis in a circular motion, like you're spinning a dinner plate really, really slowly. Feel your sacrum warming up as you rock your way around your pelvic clock. Let your body leisurely explore its range of movement, always keeping some contact with the floor beneath you. Perhaps it's a bum cheek or a hip or your lower back. Pausing, simply begin to wind your way back in the opposite direction, expressing this movement in any way that feels good for you. The spinning motion creates a natural activation of the pelvic floor and the superstructures of the muscles that support the pelvic floor. So we know that magic is happening when we simply feel our way through a practice like this. Notice what's happening with your jaw and your throat. Checking in, creating space and softness through these places as you continue to gently wind out any tension. Finishing your last circle. Pause here. And we'll continue to activate the sacrum with some sacrum drops. Lifting your sacrum and hips just a centimeter, drop your sacrum to the floor with a sigh. Continue to lift on the inhale and drop with a sigh on the exhale. Perhaps you may feel drawn to get faster until your sacrum drops become one continuous movement. Trust your body to know what speed it wants today. Feel the energy moving as you activate the sacrum, dropping away your fears and worries, all your stuff being absorbed into the rich earth below. Let any emotion that bubbles to the surface out, let it all come forth, knowing you're here in a safe healing space, ready to release anything that no longer serves you. And so as you drop your body down for the final time today, bring one hand to your heart, one to your womb, and breathe deep into the space within you. Feel anything you need to feel right now. Simply be with it. Tension patterns can feel entrenched and unchangeable, but being with them, allowing yourself to feel them, will allow them to rise to the surface and be healed. So take a moment here to lean into any tension, any resistance, knowing that the resistance is what causes the pain, not the original hurt. So lean in now and be with whatever is coming up for you, no matter how large or how subtle. And drawing your knees into your chest, give them a supportive hug. Then chin to chest, rock and roll along your spine a couple of times before coming up into easy pose. As you arrive, loop your shoulders forward, up and back a couple of times, open through your chest. Find space. Find softness. Connect in with the line from your tailbone to your crown, growing a little taller. When we take time to connect in with this energy line, it really does serve us, helping us feel more confident. So take a moment here to feel your inner confidence radiating out as you engage this natural length through your spine. All you need to do when you're feeling down and out during your day is connect in with this energy line. Feel the crown drawing up to the sky and relish in the confidence that is truly yours. Placing the palms of your hands on your knees now, shoulders soft. Big breath in as you squeeze your egg, drawing your shoulders up, reaching for your ears. Then as you drop them down with a sigh, let something go as you release your egg. Inhale your shoulders up, releasing them down with a sigh. Continue on taking up lots of space. Feel the space in your body growing as you shed another layer of tension, another layer of suppressed emotion. Use this pose to empty yourself of anything that no longer serves you. On your next inhalation, hold your shoulders up to your ears, squeezing your eggs, suspending the breath here. Feel the energy rising up through your spine. Hold, hold, hold. That's it. And release. Your shoulders relaxing down, your vagina releasing fully. Give your body permission to completely open. Turning your palms up, feeling your spine tall. Gently drop your left ear to your left shoulder, chin tucked in a touch. And as you inhale, roll down across your collarbone to your right shoulder, exhaling back to your left shoulder. Continuing with slow, conscious half moon neck rolls, making sure you go extra slow through any tight spots or any tension. Feel space between your top and bottom teeth as you do one more left to right, then back again, before finding your way back to center. Take a moment here to take three big breaths all the way down to your diaphragm and into your belly. Feel the fullness of each breath, letting each breath be more nourishing than the one before. Then with grace and ease, make your way onto all fours for pussycat. Knees under hips, wrists under shoulders, fingers spread super wide. Press into the tops of your feet as you hug your belly to your spine and begin to connect in with the upper current of energy by feeling your hands pressing up and out of the earth. Really feel that lift. As you inhale, drop your belly and squeeze your egg. Open your chest as you look forward, heart beaming forth. Moving with the breath as you exhale, round through your spine and release your egg. Inhale, open your heart, long neck, really press into your foundation. Then soft, easy movement as you exhale and draw your chin to your chest, head letting go completely. Move with mindfulness and ease as you explore pussycat today. Notice if you're a little rigid and see if you can find soft, easy movement. Create a smooth ride for yourself using the breath, your awareness to guide you. Have an experience here. On your next inhale, come back to neutral. Long breath in as you draw your shoulders away from your ears. Then bring your big toes together. Send your knees as wide as your yoga mat. Inhale, look forward, smile. And as you exhale, send your hips back into extended child's pose. Head draws down to the mat, heart melting into the earth. Allow your hips and your buttocks to grow heavy. You may like to rock your forehead side to side, give your third eye a nice massage. This is really good if you have a headache. And bring the breath into this pose. Press into the tops of your feet. And on your next big inhale, come back up onto all fours for sex kitten. Make sure your hands are directly under your shoulders, knees hip-width apart, crown of your head reaching forward, tailbone reaching back. Inhale deep, engage your navel, and exhale your spine up to the sky, chin to chest. From here, imagine you're in a barrel and you're slowly and sensually using your torso to draw a big circle on the inside of that barrel. As you slowly circle your body, feel the stretch in your rib cage and the opening up of your waist. Let your elbows bend to support you in this pose as you come down close to the floor. Let the movements be super slow. Let yourself unwind. Let yourself be free, free of any tension, free of any conditioning that stopped you experiencing the succulence of your very own body. And let your hips move as they desire to move in this moment. Reversing the direction, focus on making the biggest, most delicious circles. Explore your inner sex kitten. Take it slow. Honor your range of movement as you feel into each juicy stretch and establish your own rhythm here. And when you do feel your rhythm emerge, let your eyelids soften and simply take your awareness inward. Jaw relaxed, throat open, moving with your breath. Slowing right down, come back to center. Take a deep, nourishing, sensual breath here. Look forward, smile, then simply push back into extended child's pose, forehead gently pressing into the earth. As you arrive here, invite your body to surrender. Every time you come to this place on your mat, feel that every sigh you let out of your body is a shimmering, translucent onion skin of tension being peeled from your body, falling to the ground, leaving you feeling freer, more at ease. Press into the tops of your feet. Claw your fingertips back to your sides. Then as slow as you can go, rolling it up all the way, take your time slowly stacking through your spine. Eventually, you'll stack head over heart, heart over pelvis here, and go ahead and find the lift through your sternum. You may like to take a moment to wind out your wrists. Circle them a couple of times. Then using your hands for support, swing your legs to one side and come onto your bottom, feet flush on the floor, knees pointing to the sky for leg press. Bring your feet as close to your booty as you can keep your sit bones plugged into the earth while maintaining a straight spine. Take your arms around your knees so each hand is holding the opposite arm's elbow. Lift and lengthen through all four corners of your torso and see whether you can grow that little bit taller. As you inhale, press your knees away from each other, squeezing your vagina around your egg. Hold the squeeze for three. Then release your body completely. Pressing and squeezing again, feeling it in your groin, holding the squeeze here for a moment or two. before releasing ever so softly with a sigh. Heart lifting, continue to squeeze. Hold the squeeze. And allow your release to unwind as slowly as you can. Practice holding the squeeze with the least amount of effort possible. Let the breath move through the pose, let it carry you. Spine tall as you squeeze, hold, and release. Consider what you need to let go of to experience life in a more relaxed and easeful way. Trust that your true self is supporting you, guiding you every moment of every day, and all you need to do is create more space so you can hear that guidance. After your next release, take your legs out long in front of you, give them a nice shake, let them move, shake out your arms, letting any residual tension shake itself right on out of you. Big breath in. Then empty it on out. Bring your legs out straight in front of you now for life nerve stretch. So your inner thighs are touching, making sure your sit bones are rooting down into the earth, spine tall. Flex your feet like they're pushing up against a wall, so you can really feel a stretch in your hammies. We focus on alignment with aligning the bones, but it's important that you also align with what is and where you're at today. So if this pose is too much right now, bend your legs as generously as you need to keep a straight back. Find a little grace as you lift your hands above your head, reaching up like you're climbing an imaginary ladder up to the sky. Find length, reaching as tall as you can go. Maintaining that length in your front body, inhale into your pelvic floor, and as you exhale, hinge forward from your hips, taking your nose towards your knees or as far as you can move forward while maintaining a straight back. Take your toes in your hands if they reach, or simply place your hands on your legs. Loop your shoulders, letting them melt down your back as your heart presses forward. And actively rest here. If you feel drawn to add a vaginal squeeze on the inhalation, you can. With each exhalation, let go that little bit more and allow yourself to surrender into the pose one micromillimeter further. Bright feet, press into your heels, maintain that straight back and really connect in with the stretch. Feel the vibration of your life nerve. On your next inhalation, hinging from the hips, let your torso return to its starting position, perpendicular with the ground. Exhale your hands down to your sides and take a few breaths here to shake out your legs and get that blood circulating. You might like to windshield wiper them from side to side. Let them loosen, let them soften. And so it's time for a little anus love now. So maintain that core connection as you lie back down into base position. And simply take a moment here to breathe awareness deep into your anus. Really see if you can sense your anus here. As you inhale, gently squeeze your anus for a few seconds. Before letting it go with an exhalation. Inhale again, this time squeezing your vagina, holding your egg for a second or two, then releasing it with a long, drawn-out exhalation. Continue to alternate between squeezing and releasing your anus, and then squeezing and releasing your egg, paying attention to the different muscles used in each contraction and each release. If you find you're contracting your abs, hammies, quads, or other muscles, that's okay, they're all connected. Simply aim to make the squeeze come from your internal muscles. This exercise helps you gain more muscle control so you can easily contract internally without contracting externally. According to the Taoists, much of our life force energy is actually leaked out of our anus. So this exercise helps strengthen and reconnect us with our anus so that we may use it to send energy up our spine. So on each inhalation and squeeze of your anus, feel the energy traveling up your spine. And if you can't feel it, simply imagine it. After your next round, take your hands to your ovaries, give them some love, before drawing the energy up your midline to your breasts, feeling your breath rise and fall at its own pace. Continue to extend your exhalations, feeling each breath leave your body just a little slower than the way it came in. And we'll do one more before our relaxation, taking your legs out long, keeping them close together for horizontal ballerina. Place your hands on your ovaries, bring your awareness inside your vagina. Feel the left and right sides of your vaginal canal. Flexing one foot and pointing the other. Simply notice how the right and left sides of your vagina respond. Alternate your feet. Feel how the movement comes from the inside of your body as you switch. See if you can feel like it's your vagina that's actually moving your feet and your legs. We'll move into our vaginal isolations now, so point your right toes while flexing your left. Inhale and squeeze the lower right-hand quadrant of your vagina, releasing on the exhalation. Inhaling, squeeze your middle right-hand quadrant, letting it go on your exhalation. This time, inhale and squeeze your upper right-hand quadrant, allowing the contraction to dissolve on your exhalation. Switching feet so your left foot is pointing, right flexed. Inhaling, squeeze your upper left-hand quadrant, relaxing your vagina on the exhalation. Inhaling and squeezing your middle left-hand quadrant. Releasing as you release your breath. Inhaling, squeeze your lower left-hand quadrant. Letting it go with your exhalation. Switch feet and continue to squeeze and release in this circular motion at your own pace. The slower you go, the juicier it will feel, and the more energy you will experience in your body. So really relish each contraction as you take in a full breath and wait until your vagina has completely let go before moving on to the next squeeze. That's super important. Maintaining that stretch in your calves, notice whether your toe point causes any tension to gather in your neck or your shoulders. Start to become more aware of how your whole body reacts to these small movements. Finish this last round now, taking your time to give each squeeze your full attention and awareness. Once you've completed your final round, relax both feet, give your ovaries some love. Then scoop the energy up your midline to your breasts, holding your breasts here and resting, feeling the energy you've activated in your pelvic floor. The left side of your vagina channels feminine energy, and the right relates to your masculine energy, creating a nice balance in your ability to both give and receive. You've given yourself this healing. Now lie back and take this time to fully receive its nutrients. Drawing your legs up into base position, hip width apart, place your hands on your vulva. Simply take a moment here to feel your pulse again, noticing how your connection to your vagina may have grown since you lay down for today's healing. And we'll stay here in base position for today's relaxation. So place a towel or something small under your head so it's fully supported and in line with your spine. Allow your hands to rest lightly on your body or wherever feels comfortable right now. As you lie here in this constructive rest pose, feel your body undoing, unwinding, letting go. When you immerse yourself in this pose, it has the capacity to reset your nervous system. Time spent here just being in this beautiful base position, not asking anything else of yourself but to be here, that in itself is healing. So with each slow outward breath, let yourself soften and yield. And simply imagine a flower, any flower, a flower of your choosing. And imagine it tight in a bud, the bud tightly closed, waiting for just the right conditions to ease open, to softly unfold so it can share its beauty with the world. Your heart is that tightly packed bud. Your potential, your freedom come from allowing the petals of that flower of your heart to ever so gently open. Take a moment here to feel the presence of your heart. Feel into its readiness to blossom open. Notice gentle rain now, nourishing you, helping you grow, encouraging you forth. The rain washing away any fears, any tension, any resistance that would get in the way of you connecting with who you truly are. Now feel the sun bathing you in warmth, the gentle rays of the sun spreading throughout your body, warming you. As you inhale, visualize the light of the sun passing through the back of your heart into the bud, inviting it to unfurl. With each breath in, another lovely petal presents itself like a gift of beauty. And notice how with each new petal that softly eases its way free, how this resonates throughout your body. Your body unfolding, letting go. You don't need to do anything here. Simply allow the flower that is you to open and blossom. The unfurling happening organically with ease. Relish in the joy of this unfurling as with each inhalation you breathe life into the flower within, and how with each exhalation you reveal a little more of yourself, allowing yourself to really be seen. This exquisite flower, its beauty, its radiance is yours. Always has been, always will be. Bask in the warmth of this knowing now as you express inner gratitude for this flower that is you. It's time to stand tall in your brilliance. Feel that now. Feel your heart lifting you, the length in your spine, the ease that facilitates this transformation, this growth, this love. Stop trying and start allowing. We don't need to push or force anything. All we need to do is allow, let go, surrender. For when we do, beauty, joy, freedom, abundance, all of these things we most desire are ours. Take this time to contemplate how you can be more like a flower in your daily life, how you can blossom open into each activity. Feel your body let go completely so you may shine forth like the gorgeous, exquisite flower that you are. Let that flower dissolve now. begin to notice yourself wherever you are. You may like to invite movement back into your fingers and toes, letting it be soft, letting it come from a place of ease. Feeling your eyes, start to iron out any tension they're holding by keeping your eyes closed while drawing big, big circles. Take it slow, feel them waking up. Your eyes sinking back into their sockets now, start to tap your face around your eyes, your forehead, between your eyebrows. You might like to take the tapping to above and below your lips. Tap, tap, tap. Pressing your acupuncture spots now, they'll probably feel a little tender, so spend a few seconds on each one. And when you're done, cup your eyes with your hands, open them, let your fingers part, the sunshine filtering in. Yawn, and let a smile blossom onto your gorgeous face. Pop your right ankle across your left thigh, take your left leg and pull it towards you for a nice pretzel stretch. And instead of letting your left calf hang down, keep it active. Imagine it's pressing against an imaginary wall so your calf is parallel with the floor. Close your eyes and really just feel into this stretch. Release your right foot down to the floor and switch. Cross your left ankle over your right thigh, squeeze it into your chest, keeping your right foot active. Feel your spine supporting you here. And when you're ready, release your left ankle, bringing both knees into your chest for a yummy hug. Take your left hand to the right side of your mat as you roll onto your side, keeping space throughout your spine. And gently ease yourself up into rock pose for the self-love blessing. Hands by the sides of your body, feeling your spine tall, inhale and squeeze as you draw a big, big circle around your body until your palms meet overhead. Exhaling your hands down to your heart as you release. Inhale your sternum to your thumbs, smile deep here, feeling the resistance of your hands gently pressing into each other. And as you say your blessing today, listen to the sound of your voice with joyful presence. Inhaling to begin. In honor of your most peaceful self, let your torso hinge forward as you bow. Take some time here to rejoice in the freedom you feel having let go today, having shed another layer so you can connect more deeply to the love within. As you feel yourself complete this practice, take your time to roll up through your spine. Mindfully. Breathe deep. Smile. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you experience ease as you now move into your glorious day.